Well, I am into video casting, and my name is Pinaki Saha. I have been in the industry for 21 years and helping technologists and startups and businesses to go to market. And then I thought that I should start producing content for my learnings and experiences over all these years and plethora of projects and diverse personalities I met. And while doing that, I realized that maybe audio is also a very strong component to my channel of distributing my knowledge and sharing with people. So that's why I started this Anchor channel, and I'll keep on building on it about different nuances of building new ventures. If you are young or if you are old, if you're middle-aged, it doesn't matter. It's all about the mind. It's a game of the mind, and how do we carve the mind and make it work for us, not work us working for it and making things happen. So stay tuned, and more content will come, and I'll discuss and share musings in a formal kind of environment, or even informal casual environments with background noise or interesting landscapes. And wherever I am thinking and ideating, I'd love to share that with you. I'm always looking for feedback, and so that I can learn and grow myself. So thank you once again. Appreciate your tuning in to this podcast, and I look forward to engaging with you further down the road.
Hi everyone, welcome back, and I'm delighted to talk again. And as I have kind of coined this podcast about the art of and science, art and science of change and start and creating new businesses and ventures. So I'd like to share tidbits and a few ideas every time that has helped me and helped my peers and other people that have seen along my journey. So today I'd like to talk about change. Change is a very big word, even though it can be practiced in the smallest form to make difference in your current lifestyle, your current business, in current perspective of life. And for me, the change was first initiated, the big change that happened to me was 2 years back, that was culminated from a change in a business structure and growth that was not happening. And I had to change the structure of my business, the direction of my business, my goal, my pursuit. But what I realized was that it's just not happened by itself. And even if you try to act upon a new strategy, it is very difficult to change the course of business or your venture. What happens is that your mind, that is the biggest critical element in every action that you take, if that doesn't change, it is very difficult to make a big change in your action. So for me, I started building small changes at a time. If you try to change yourself in a drastic way, like you turn the whole ship around 180 degrees in a big ocean, it doesn't happen. You slowly change in small step by step. And as you build up those habits, those changes in your mind and your action every day, they stack up and they become a bigger element. And then that bigger element makes a bigger action, and then eventually you see big transformation. So I was more focused on transformation leading to progress, but I did not know that what are the big changes that I needed. So I started reading things, I started talking to people, taking advice from others, and trying to understand how my competitors are doing things differently. And what I realized was that you have to work on bite-sized changes, small changes that you implement one after the other every day, and you stack them up over time in a month or 2 months, and you realize that you are having differences in your body, in your mind, in your system, in your action, in your thought process, which becomes very evident over a longer period of time. So I started off my mornings with a small meditation. I never meditated and I never believed in meditation. But then I realized that focus is very critical. So how do I change change my focus? In a sense, I move distraction away from my focus. And the best way to do was the morning meditation. You wake up, your mind is clean, your body is very relaxed, and that's when time you can invest those critical 5 minutes of your life, which is technically nothing in a whole day, and focus on a specific element and try to kind of move all distractions out of the way. And as I practiced that over days and months, it became a habit. Then I realized that I need to do some other changes also, and those were about learning new things. And learning new things is a very important thing because we often become slaves of our habits, and as we don't change ourselves, we kind of become complacent. So I realized that even learning a new thing is difficult unless you are passionate about something that you are learning, because otherwise it becomes a need-based learning. And when it's a need-based learning, it becomes a practice that is not sustainable. But what I realized that in my life, I always aspired to do video editing. Like, how come post-production video editing is done, and how can you learn to edit and stitch and transition videos and all that stuff? So I started learning that. I went to YouTube, I pulled up some videos and started seeing how the Final Cut Pro is done, all that stuff. And I became slowly and slowly, I became good at it. And I felt very fulfilled and contentful. So these changes happened. I started learning a new skill, a new tool. Not that I was monetizing it right away, but the accomplishment itself gave a lot of energy boost. So that kind of stacks up again. It's a kind of a domino effect at that point of time as you keep on building these new habits and new practices. And that's when you slowly see that your changes in thoughts, your mindsets, your practice, your action happens. So again, you do not have to do big changes. Just try to do small, bite-sized changes, stack them up one after the other, and slowly move it forward. And you will see progress over time. Now, you have to have some patience. Patience is a virtue. You just cannot rush through things and see results right away. So focus on these changes every day. Create those stack of changes one after the other, and I can guarantee you that you will be able to change the course of your life, your business, your mind, and your body. Thank you again.